Welcome to Beyond the Noise. Here's Olivet Nazarene University's chaplain, Mark Holcomb.
My wife and I love watching reality TV. Now, I don't know how that makes you think of us, but we do. And one of our recent favorites is The Curse of Oak Island. Every Tuesday night when we're home together, we watch the next episode, trying to find out what they have discovered on this weird place known as Oak Island. Now, I'm not really sure why we watch. It's, to be honest with you, it's often like watching paint dry. But every week, I have pretty much the same reaction to what I've just seen. I don't know, maybe you're like me. Is that it? Is that all there is? Have you ever found yourself asking that question? Is this all there is? We're getting ready, or when you're listening to this, we are in the middle of Holy Week, that week in between Palm Sunday and Easter. And I think that is a question that those following Jesus would have asked. So we're in good company. Is this all there is? The stories that we have been revisiting as we've journeyed through the Lenten season and will walk through during Holy Week are laced with disappointment and misunderstanding, beginning with Jesus' ride into Jerusalem all the way to his death. It's one disappointment after another, deepening the misunderstanding of who Jesus was and why he came. And it all started that Sunday with the waving of the palms. Here's what I mean. When Jesus rode down the hill from the Mount of Olives, he was mobbed. Masses of his followers had him surrounded, throwing their coats on the ground, waving palm branches, and celebrating the arrival of their king, their Messiah. He was coming in just like the prophets had predicted, and it would be just a short ride to the city where he would then take his rightful place on the throne. What we have waited for so long has finally happened. They were ready to follow him right up to the steps of the palace. Finally, Roman rule and corrupt oppression of counterfeit kings would end, and Jesus would be on the throne. And then something strange happened, unpredictable happened. He turned left. Now, I'm not really certain whether it was a left or a right turn when he came to that fork in the road, but he certainly turned the wrong way. See, the road that Jesus was on was the royal road. It was called the Road of Kings. It would have been the road that David danced on coming home from another victorious battle. It was the road of victory, conquest, leading right up to the palace. It's no wonder he had created the frenzied response from those watching what was taking place. But when Jesus came to a fork in the road, he turned off the road to the palace. It explains why the crowds that surrounded him all of a sudden just disappeared. They were pressing in around him, singing and shouting one minute, and the very next minute, gone. Where did they go and why did they leave? What happened? Well, it was because he turned left, or at least he took the wrong turn. And when he turned left, he moved toward the temple instead of the palace. And they were left with the question, is this it? And as quickly as they had come, they were gone. Most probably at that moment put him in the same category as they had every other Messiah that they had expected. Well, what's going on? Is this a setup? I think Jesus was making another statement about his mission and who he was. He was fulfilling what he had first taught in Luke 4 about setting captives free, giving sight to the blind, declaring that this is what the year of the Lord looks like. He wasn't reclaiming the throne for Israel. He was attempting to reclaim his people. He didn't choose the road of the king. He chose the road of a servant. He didn't choose the road of victory, but he chose a road of suffering. Why? Why did he turn left? I think it's so he would know what we feel and experience, so he would know what it means to hurt, so he would know what it means to feel pain, so he would know what it means to feel rejected and abandonment, so he would know what it means to feel or experience. You fill in the blank, because the truth is, where whatever you put in that blank, he knows. He turned left, so he would know. So as we move through Holy Week, let's remember that the best news we could get is that the one who rode on that donkey, who attempted to clean up the temple, who reshaped the meaning of the Passover meal, who sweat drops of blood, was beaten beyond recognition, and died on a cross that dark Friday, did it all so he would know what it was like to be you and me in our despair and brokenness, so he would know what we face. So this week, look, don't jump too quickly to the empty tomb. Living this part of the story allows Jesus to be fully human, coming all the way to where we are, fulfilling another part of the prophecy that says he would be a man of suffering, acquainted with grief. So when you walk through the Passion again this week, remember that when Jesus went the wrong way, man, he was looking right at us when he did it. He took that fork in the road for us so we would know what he knows, and that he knows. That's what happened the day that Jesus turned left.
This has been Beyond the Noise with Chaplain Mark Holcomb. Watch Olivet Chapel services live or on demand at olivet.edu. Beyond the Noise is a production of Shine.fm.